is it here?
So should I say the title and then read it and then pause between each of the three?
Would so that help you? Let's. Well, what are you doing?
I'm reading The Garden Gate, Peony, and Winter. I'm reading three poems.
So yeah, so I would introduce, say your name, and just read the, and say the title and the poem, and then pause between, and then.
So if you need to chop it up and edit it, you'll see the break. Exactly. And then you'll know where it is. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And that's it. All right. Yep.
Can you just scoot a little closer? Whoa. There you go.
All right. Here we go.
That's better.
How am I? Testing, does that show enough?
We'll go right there. That looks
good. Is that good?
Yeah. And
okay.
Then I'm going to close the door so there's not a lot of extra noise.
Okay.
You'll be good.
Okay. All right. Hey, thank you. Hi, I'm Mandy Ramsey, and I'm honored that Mardell asked me to share some poetry for the Garden Conversation. I have three pieces I'd like to share, and the first one is entitled The Garden Gate. The gate that covers the threshold of the garden of my heart is woven with sweet orange honeysuckle, wild pink roses, wild sage, purple moonflower, a handful of starlight, a golden sunset, a child's laughter, and a hint of chocolate. As I walk in the world, this tapestry of beauty serves as a net to filter out and protect while nourishing this sacred space of the garden of my heart. Sometimes the world gets too heavy, though. Bad news, an unkind action of another, a betrayal of a friend. And these seeds of suffering slip through the gate and try to plant themselves in this sacred garden. The practice is to have the courage and the presence to open the door, take out my flashlight, and shine the light of my awareness on this inner landscape and pluck the seeds before they take root and become weeds in the sweet garden of my heart. The next piece is Peony. A peony blossom shines when it's her time, like a guitar solo. Her green stem reaches for the sky, a gentle melody introducing the star. Her bud begins to swell and grow, a tight ball forming at the top of her long, slender stem. The garden audience watches and waits as the next players march in, the ants. They slowly dance their way up her sturdy stem, playing her slowly as they reach the final destination of her large, swollen bud. Two melodies simultaneously playing their own solos, they weave their songs and build to the peak, revealing a delicate, layered blossom, unfurling one note at a time. Winter reflection. I remind myself this will not be forever. The tides will turn. The seasons will shift. I hold on to this thought as I trudge through dark mornings, navigating icy roads, silver spikes on my shoes to walk up my driveway, the lone beam of my light of headlamp to lead the way. My sweet 7-year-old daughter, Lily, asks, "Mama, I'm confused. Is it day or is it nighttime?" "It's day, my love," I answer. "Mama, will spring ever come?" she asks. During these days of waiting, we search the garden through frosty brown leaves, matted like stiff, wet brown paper bags, looking for signs of new growth, fresh shoots of daffodils or tulips, or possibly the bright purple crocus that ignite joy if they indeed have arrived. We look like frenzied treasure hunters, with an inner knowing that this Alaskan winter must end sometime soon. There must be signs of life stirring beneath this snow. And then it happens. One day you feel the shift in the air. The light returns. Each day ice melts a little more, and the trickle of water melting is music in the air. An urge comes to expand from the indoor cocoon near the fire, and I leave the comfort of my endless warm pots of tea, and I venture outside. The smell of cottonwood buds is a perfume so sweet, I want to roll in it, bottle it. It makes me smile. And something in me softens. Something that had been bracing through all those hard winter months begins to let go. As I feel this shimmer of light through the darkness, a speck of joy ignites my light and rekindles my fire that has gone tired and dim. The wait is over. Spring has arrived.